I'm really glad you're here. Particularly, I'm glad that you're here in this service. This is the gifted service. You've heard of gifted classes. This is the gifted service. Nudge your neighbor and say, he's talking about you. Go ahead, tell me he's talking about you. We have been for the last few weeks in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we've been learning gateways, doorways to experiencing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because we do not want to leave God's gifts unwrapped underneath the tree. Imagine going through Christmas and going, wow, look at all those gifts. Let's go eat some turkey. We'll get to those sometime, maybe next year, and leave them unwrapped. No, the joy of gifts is they're unwrapped. And so we've been looking at doorways to receiving and unwrapping those gifts. Of course, the first doorway we looked at was the doorway of surrender, that when we give our lives to God, when we let Him take control, then the gifts of the Holy Spirit come alive in our hearts. We talked about the doorway of compassion, that it's all for the sake of not me, but we. It's about others, that you are empowered, but not for me, for we. And then we've been talking over these last few weeks about the doorway of desire, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit just don't happen. They have to be asked for. They have to be sought for. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1, which is in your study guide, says that we should desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And notice what it says, especially prophecy. And you can take note of that, because we're going to talk about that today. So for the last few weeks, we've looked at the three major lists in the New Testament that teach us about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, lists of the Holy Spirit. The first list we looked at comes from a book in the Bible. Does anyone remember that book of the Bible? It starts with the letter R. Romans, excellent. Romans chapter 12. And how many gifts were listed in Romans chapter 12? 7. We call them motivational gifts, or the way we look at life. And everyone has a predominant gift given to you by the Holy Spirit, and it's the way you look at life. It's the motivation for your life. You'll have a gift mix, a few others mixed in, but there'll be a predominant gift from that list. Then, last week, Pastor Holly brought an incredible message on the gifts that come from Ephesians chapter 4. How many gifts did she talk about? I heard somebody say it. 5. The ministry gifts, which is how you minister. Today we're looking at the manifestation gifts, and they come from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And how many gifts? Does anybody know how many gifts we're going to look at today? 9, which means we got to fly. 9 gifts in 30 minutes. Buckle your seatbelts. I want to do an overview so that you get a high-level view of these gifts. We could drill down on each gift. We could do a week on each gift. But I want you to see how they work together and see this big lesson, that these 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit are available for all God's kids to open. How many of you are children of God? Okay, then these 9 gifts, all of them, are available to you when you need them. And I promise you, sometime this week or in the next few weeks, you will need all 9 of these gifts. I promise you. So let's read together 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as we study this list of 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, the manifestational gifts. Verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 12 says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant." Look this way. God doesn't want you to live in ignorance. There are some churches that don't talk about, don't teach about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Some are actually warned about the Holy Spirit. they say, be careful. When you go to a church and they start talking about the Holy Spirit, be careful. And it's created some doubt and some fear that we want to push through, guided by the Holy Spirit and guided by the Word of God. God does not want you to be ignorant about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but He wants you to unwrap the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The enemy would like you to be ignorant about the gifts of the Holy Spirit because he doesn't want a powerful church. He doesn't want a Spirit-empowered church. He wants you just to be in darkness. So we're stepping out of the darkness into the light, out of ignorance into knowledge as we read this listing of gifts. Verse 7 says, but the manifestations of the Spirit, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. Now, how many of you would be included in each one? All of us. So these gifts are given to each one for the profit of all. So each one of us will receive and be used somehow in these gifts for the profit and the benefit of all. And then here's the list. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to the other a word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, verse 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues, verse 11. But by one and the same Spirit works all these things distributed to who? To each one, right? How many of you are included in each one? If it's you, say yes. Okay. To each one individually as He wills. And let me tell you, He wills for you to unwrap these gifts when you need them. And I promise you, you will need them. And as a child of God, whatever gift you need to meet the circumstance you're in, God will help you and empower you in that circumstance. So we're going to look at these nine gifts under three broad categories. I'm going to spin my board. Ta-da! Yeah, see the gifts of encouragement right there. Those are the people with the gift of encouragement. Thank you. I'll always love you people. So we're going to look at these nine gifts in three broad categories. The gifts of power, the vocal gifts, and the wisdom gifts. And so let's look at, and I'm just going to show you, you need these gifts. Let's look at the first one, the gift of healings. Has anyone ever known someone that was sick? Yes? And when someone is sick, what gift is needed? Healings. And as a son or a daughter of the Most High God, you can invite this gift and God can give this gift if healing is needed. That's if you're sick, you can pray for yourself. If someone else is sick, it goes for little things like fevers. Jesus healed a fever in Matthew chapter 8. It goes for big things. I've seen some big things, some big healings in my life. I've seen blind eyes open up. I've seen tumors disappear. I've seen deaf ears open up. As we pray for those healings, then God brings those healings. And when you need to pray, you should. Now, some people, I think, are used a little bit more. Either they have more faith, but they seem to have more success. I've had a lot of success in praying for couples to get pregnant. If you are in need, let me pray for you. I love praying that prayer because I have dedicated so many babies, miracle babies, like, woo, here we go, here's another one. And we're praying that. So the gift of healings, when you need it, you unwrap it, you take it. Let me just ask this before I go on. How many of you have ever prayed for someone and you've seen healing take place, or you yourself have been prayed for and you've received healing? How many of you have done that? Put your hand up all over the room. Yeah, lots of people. See, just look around. Just that gift is available. Now, if you haven't been receiving it, it may be because you haven't been praying for it. So you're leaving that gift unwrapped under the tree, going, wouldn't it be nice to have that gift? And the Father's saying, here you go. Unwrap this gift. How about this one? How many of you have ever needed a miracle? A miracle is when God's supernatural power steps into your life. God's supernatural power steps into your life and intervenes. And this book is a book of miracles. From the opening verses to the closing verses, God steps into human existence and supernaturally does things that we cannot do ourselves. He's interested in big things. He's interested in little things. There's a story in the Old Testament where a guy is out in the field chopping some wood, and his axe falls apart. And his axe head goes into the water, and it sinks to the bottom. And the prophet Elijah happens to be going by, and the guy goes, oh, my axe head fell into the water, and it sunk. And the prophet says, hey, here's a miracle. And he prays, and the axe head floats to the surface. That's a miracle just in your business place. I want you to know that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not just for God's house, they're for your house. That where you're working, God will float your axe head. That's him stepping in. How about when Lazarus came out of the tomb? How many would say that's a miracle? So there will be times that you need the miraculous. In fact, we need to remember this, brothers and sisters, that never, the word never, should never be used in the family of God. And people will say, oh, they'll give you reports. Some doctor, some advisor, well, some friend will say, that will never happen. I'd say, hold on just a second there, Charlie Brown. Daddy, my Father in heaven, may give me a gift of miracles, because the Bible says, where God is present, all things are possible. And miracles can come. God can step in, and we need to invite that. Now, this gift, this power gift, is often used with healing and miracles, the gift of faith. The gift of faith is unusual confidence in a specific circumstance. The Greek word is pistis. Unusual confidence, unusual trust, just a real assurance in the midst of a specific circumstance that something is going to happen, a miracle or a healing. For example, Peter and John in Acts chapter 3 are walking along the road, and there's a man on the side of the road. He's lame, and he needs money, and he asks them for money. And they reach in, and they go, oh, man, we are busted today. We have no money, silver and gold. We don't have any today, but what we do have, we're going to give to you. Look at me. And Peter says, look at me. And then he says, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. That was unusual certainty in an uncertain circumstance. There are people in this room today that are facing circumstances this week, some of you today, and you need to ask the Father to give you a gift of faith so that you will have certainty in the circumstance that you are in, that everything is going to be okay. When God asked us to move to Sarasota in 1996, basically all my friends said, don't do it. It's a stupid thing to do. But I had a gift of faith. I had a certainty that everything would turn out okay. And look, at here you are. You are an answer to my prayers. Here you are. That faith sees us. So these powerful gifts come when we ask for them. We have to desire them. Don't leave them unwrapped under the tree. Ask for faith. Ask for the miraculous. Ask for healing. Now, the next group are called the vocal manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did some teaching already on spiritual language and God's gift of speaking in languages our mind does not understand. And it's mystical. We talked about that. And it's a little uncomfortable. We talked about that, especially when we've been raised in North America and some of us raised in background that says that shouldn't be happening today. However, it's in the Bible. And it says that we shouldn't forbid. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 14 that says we shouldn't forbid people to speak in tongues. Here's what happens when you speak in tongues. Your spirit, usually right, really, and this is happening right now, your mind is listening. Your mind speaks to your spirit, and your spirit is receiving from your mind. What happens in spiritual language is there's a reversal. Your spirit speaks to your mind syllables and words your mind doesn't understand. In fact, the Bible says your mind is unfruitful in this incident. And the mind says, I don't know those words. I don't want to say them. But the spirit says, you're going to. Surrender. And the power comes in the surrender. That we would pray. And here's the beautiful thing that happens, that we would pray in that moment the perfect will of God. And basically all of us at some time, we don't know how to pray. It happens to me often. I don't really know how to pray for a situation. I pray what I know, but I know there's more going on. And so in that moment, all of us who need help praying can pray in spiritual language and know that our soul is communicating directly to God, and it releases great power into the circumstance as God answers the prayer that his spirit prays through your soul. Now, the interpretation of tongues is simply understanding what's going on when you give a prayer or a praise in an unknown tongue. The Greek word is glossolalia. And basically, those are the two reasons why any of us would need to experience this gift. Either we don't know how to pray for a certain circumstance, or when we are praising God, our souls are so full of the love of God that we don't have the vocabulary to express our love for God fully. And so he comes and he helps us by giving us a gift that transcends our mind, transcends our soul, and allows our spirit directly to talk to God. Now, interpretation is understanding what was going on when you were praying in other tongues or when you were speaking in other tongues. It gives interpretation to what's happening. And there are times you can pray and then say, Lord, now what was going on while I was praying? Give me some insight. Pull back the curtain and let me understand what I was praying about. And we can have interpretation of what was going on. Now, these two gifts, which are active in my life, in my personal prayer life, I pray regularly. As your pastor, I pray over you. I pray over this church. It's bigger than I am. There's more going on than I can comprehend. And I need God to pray exactly for you what needs to be prayed. But when I come here with you, when we're in this room, I'm praying for this gift, this verbal gift, because Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when you are together in a room where there are believers and those who are not yet believers, speak in a language that people can understand. That is prophecy. And it's very interesting that this verbal gift of prophecy is the only gift of these seven and these five and these nine, prophecy is the only one that's listed in all three. Prophecy, the prophet, prophecy. Now, why is that? Because, get this, God's great desire is to be heard on the earth. His great desire is what's being spoken in heaven would be spoken on earth. And his plan is to use... Put your hand right here. His plan is to use me. Yeah, say it, me. He wants to use me. And that's it. So this gift of prophecy is when God puts his words into you and you speak. And no matter what your gift is, whether it's a teacher or administrator or a leader, whatever your gift is, he wants to put his words into your mouth in all kinds of circumstances. If you are a mother, he wants you to prophesy over your children. If you are a father, he wants your words to come out of your mouth, but you'll have a sense it's not just me talking right now. The Spirit of God, the gift of God is speaking through me. Have you ever been in a conversation or been explaining something about the kingdom of God, and all of a sudden you're aware, God is here, and he is speaking through me. He wants you to have that experience all the time. If you are a parent, you need the gifts of the Holy Spirit to raise your kids. I've told you before, I'll just remind you. One time when I was a kid, I wasn't like totally perfect at this point in my life. and I brought something home into my house that I shouldn't have. Come on, you did that too. A foul object of hell. And I hit it. I hit it really, really well. I hit it in a spot nobody could find it. God, you had a spot too. You know. You had a spot. But you didn't have my mom. Because one day I came home and there it is on the kitchen table. For God and the whole world to see. I said, Mom, how in the world did you find that? Well, Scott, I was praying this morning, and the Lord told me to go look there. I've never looked there before in my life. Down, up in the basement, back behind. Basically, I had to give up sin. I was one of those, I got caught at everything. When you're raised in a spiritual environment, it's hard. My grandmother lived hundreds of miles away from me. She prayed for me every day. And when I was going through a tough day, she'd be on the phone. What's going on with Scott today? He needs help. Oh, he needs help. All right, you're right on, Grandma. So these are, God wants to help you raise your kids. God wants to help you influence your grandchildren for the kingdom of God. And you need to pray in the Spirit over them. You need to interpret over them. You need to prophesy over them. You need to verbalize the kingdom of God to them. These are the vocal gifts that God wants you to unwrap in your home. Not just for this house, for your house. Now, these last are the wisdom gifts, and we all need these. We need answers to questions, and we need wisdom. And when you need wisdom, you can pray, and the Father will give you a word of wisdom, an insight. Now, what wisdom is the correct application of knowledge. And we're going to show you, not to do that. My thing is kind of falling apart here. Okay. Where was I? I want to show you that these two go to, wisdom and knowledge go like hand in hand. They flow back and forth. For example, knowledge gives you knowledge, and wisdom shows you how to use it. So you all know that this is a flashlight, and you're wise people, so you know not to hold it like this, right? Not going to be much. Wisdom says hold it this way. And wisdom says it doesn't work very well unless I turn it on. So wisdom says, okay, there's a button here. Push the button. And flash it in people's eyes, especially the ones that are sleeping. Get those ones. Okay. So knowledge, how to use it is wisdom. And it flows back and forth. Wisdom is the correct application of knowledge. Knowledge is when God tells you stuff. And we need that. When I'm with somebody, I want to help them. Don't you want to help them as much as you can? So I'm asking God to unwrap this gift of knowledge. God, what do I need to know about this person so that I can help them as best I can? And sometimes that will come in natural conversation, but many times it comes in supernatural download. God says, this is what you need to do. And let me tell you, when your friends ask you to pray for them, pray for what they ask you about, but remember to also be asking for knowledge. So they could say, pray that my house sells. And you could start in that gear, but how many know you can change gears? Because all of a sudden you'll be like, and your marriage needs help. It's not your natural home right now. We're praying for your home, your marriage. And they're like, how'd you know that? I find that when I pray for people and the word of knowledge begins to open up, the anointing increases in the moment of prayer because all of a sudden you become aware God is right here. So you be open to that word of knowledge and then wisdom, how to use that knowledge most effectively. So when you're praying for somebody, ask God for the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. And it has practical applications. It's not just for prayer. Like, there was one Monday that a lady called the church office and said, I was in church yesterday and the diamond fell out of my ring. Could you find it? How many know diamonds are very valuable, but also very small? So we said, well, where did you go? She was all over the place. She went, I think, to every room in the building, seemed like. So literally, here's what happens. I said, Lord, I don't know where this diamond is. We want to help this lady. I don't know where it is. But Lord, you know where it is. Here's what word of knowledge is: when God knows everything. You know, God knows everything. He knows everything about you. He still loves you, which is amazing. That's good news. He knows everything. And he just drops down a little bit of his knowledge into your life to help the situation. So I said, God, you know where this diamond is. Would you be kind enough to just show me? And he did. And I went right to where it was, and I got it. And I gave it back, and I gave credit to God. I said, God showed me where this was. That's the only reason you found it. Now get a good jeweler to put it back in there. So you can pray in your life. When you need knowledge, pray that God will give you knowledge. And then discerning of spirits, very important. Basically, because there is the Holy Spirit, and we're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there are also unholy spirits. There's a kingdom of light, and there's a kingdom of darkness. And when spiritual activity is present, which is how often? Yeah, that's the truth right there. You need to be aware of that fact. When spiritual activity is present, you need this gift, which means you need it all the time. Is this the Holy Spirit, or is this an unholy spirit? Especially in the days that we're in, these last few days of October, this is a time that there is a lot of activity in the unholy realm, because so much of the society takes its focus and its faith and shifts it over, brings its attention to things that are not of God or of the kingdom of God, but are literally of the kingdom of darkness. They talk about and have it in this displays, and there'll be witches, and there'll be ghosts, and there'll be demons, all of which stir up witches and ghosts and demons. They are real. And that happens. And you need to be aware of it. Some of you, when you pray for your kids and for your family, need to be aware that you are doing spiritual warfare against the gates of hell. But don't worry, because the gates of hell will not prevail against a spirit-empowered child of Almighty God, who gets his eye on, just knows what's going on. So oftentimes when I have discerning of spirits, I begin right away to pray in spiritual language, because I don't exactly know how to pray. Let me give you a practical application of this, because you have to be wise. When you have discerning of spirits, like, I don't want you to go down your to all your neighbors' houses and a loud voice say, I cast the demons out of it. That's not wisdom, but come back to wisdom. So our children, raised here in Sarasota, and went to the public school system. And when we were first here this season, the hallways of the school were filled with stuff, dark stuff. And so I walked into the school, and I felt it. I felt an increased activity of the kingdom of darkness. And that's not good for kids, especially little kids. So I prayed in spiritual language. I didn't know what to do. I prayed. And then I prayed for interpretation. And then I got a word of wisdom. And I asked for a meeting with the administrator. I said, could I come in and talk to you, please? And I came in, and I said, I've got children here, and I want you to walk down the hall with me. And we just walked by the displays, like this thing, and then this thing, and then this thing. And then I just asked, I said, now, I just want you to explain to me the psychological and educational value of scaring little kids to death. It was a good question, because the whole thing was different next year. It was a harvest festival. It was pumpkins. I'm not against pumpkins. I like them. I do not like pumpkin pie. if you were thinking of getting me a pumpkin pie for pastor appreciation, don't. The only way to eat pumpkin pie is to get enough whipped cream on it that you can't taste the pumpkin pie. The only way to do it. Vanilla ice cream, and just eat the ice cream. Best way to eat pumpkin pie. So here's what I'd like. I'd like you to just be aware. How many of you are children of Almighty God? That means these gifts, all of them are available to you. You're part of the each one that he gives to as he wills. And his will is to help you out in the circumstance that you need help in. So he comes along in those circumstances. You need healing, that's the gift you need. You need wisdom, he gets the gift you need. You need knowledge, that's the gift you need. You need to pray in a bigger prayer than you can pray yourself, that's the gift you need. He gives you the gift that you need. So we just need to learn, just like when I went to that school, to be naturally supernatural. So there's many times when I am speaking that I know that I come into a spirit of prophecy and I begin to prophesy. I don't clear my voice and say, I'm now about to prophesy. Naturally, I just begin, and I know it's God speaking at that moment. And that's what he wants you to do. In a business meeting, I talked to a businessman this week. He said, I was in a meeting with me and four lawyers. Which is like purgatory. And they were doing a transition of business, and the lawyer said, it'll take months for us to put this deal together. And while the man sat in that meeting, he began to receive a download of knowledge and wisdom of how to apply that knowledge. And he said, here, we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this. And the deal closed in 2 or 3 days. And the lawyers were amazed. They said, how did you know that? Because it works in the business room. It works in your house. It works in this house. God wants you to be supernaturally natural. He wants to release the supernatural in your everyday life, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are so that he can bring his kingdom, which is in heaven, here onto the earth, and his plan is to do it through people like you and me. So we want to pray for those gifts of the Spirit. Now, if you've had any questions over the last few weeks about spiritual gifts, or maybe you've had some experiences that are somewhat mystical, next weekend I'm going to do Q&A. If you got any questions, I'll process them. If you got any experiences, you want to say, was this a gift of the Holy Spirit or not? Then I'm just going to ask you to email me any questions or any experiences, testimonies, stories you want to share, email me. That's just email Scott, that's my name, at Church of Hope, that's where we are, .com. And I will unpack and take some time, because some people ask questions, what about this, and I heard this, and someone told me that, and I'd like to process those questions to help you to just create an environment where you will not leave the gifts under the tree unwrapped, but you'll begin to open them up and experience the joy and the power of the kingdom of God in your life. Now, the enemy would like to keep you ignorant from that, but we're here to tear down the ignorance of the enemy and to exalt the knowledge of God's word so that you can operate in a new dimension of spiritual power. And that's what we want to pray for, and we're going to pray for that today. So, let's stand together. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask our prayer team to immediately come to the front, to the altar of the church, and I'm going to ask the rest of us to close our eyes and to open our hearts to the power and the presence of God. And the first thing I want to do is make an invitation for anyone that has been far away from God to come into the family of God. The greatest choice you can ever make is to come into the family of God. You don't have to earn your way into the family of God. You don't have to deserve your way into the family of God. You don't have to be good enough to join the family of God. Jesus was good enough for you. Jesus took all your sin and all your shame on the cross, and he's forgiven you already. All you have to do is receive that forgiveness and come into his family. We come into his family by believing in Jesus and by confessing Jesus. So we're going to pray a prayer out loud. That's a confession. We're going to pray a prayer out loud that receives Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Some of you will pray this prayer for the very first time. Some of you for a first time in a long time. But God is waiting for you to pray this prayer. He believes in you more than you believe in yourself. And he wants to be your Savior. He wants to be the one who leads and guides. And this is the first thing to operating in the realm of God's kingdom. So here's our prayer. We're going to pray it. I'm going to ask everyone to pray out loud together as we lift our voice in one prayer, community prayer. And we say, Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I open my heart, my soul to Jesus Christ. Come into my life and be my Savior and be my Lord. I repent of my sins and I leave them behind. And I turn towards you, Lord, to receive your love, your mercy, your forgiveness, your grace. Now help me to follow Jesus every day of my life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. That's a great prayer, and it really is a great prayer. Now, if you're saying yes to God for the first time or for the first time in a long time, we want to know about it and we want to help you. The easiest thing for you to do is just to take your phone out right now and just text us. You can do it live right here, 941-260-1321. And we'll receive that and we'll send you material to help you. Then our prayer team is here also to pray for anyone with any spiritual need. Maybe your need is for one of these gifts. I'm going to tell you, all of these 9 gifts are available, right? They're unwrapped and available. If you need healing, that gift is present. You need the miraculous, that gift is present. You need a word of wisdom. You need some wisdom for this week. That gift is present. We always pray that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will flow in this moment of prayer. So we just don't talk about God, but we receive from God. That's what our prayer time is all about. Everyone in this church has received prayer, and everyone in this church needs to receive prayer. So if you have a need today, come forward. And when you're coming forward, there also are communion tables. If you'd like to receive Holy Communion, the bread and the cup of the Lord are available on the right-hand side and the left-hand side. All we ask is that you remember Jesus. Remember that he died for you on the cross. Remember that he rose from you on the third day. And remember that he is present with you in this very moment. He is present with you. And celebrate his presence. So I want to pray. I want to pray that God will open up a new desire in you, a new willingness. I'd love for you to have all of these 9 gifts this week. I'd like you to experience all and just be open to them. I'd love to hear your stories. You can send those in too. Scott, that's my name, at Church of Hope, that's where we are, .com. And I'd love to hear that. Now, if you don't send me any questions, we'll just cancel church next week. No, we won't. I always have plenty to say. And I'll have something to say. But I'd love to just dialogue with some questions with you. So let's pray this prayer. Let's close our eyes. Let's open our hands. I'll do this. Open your hands towards heaven. Just as an outward sign of an inward desire, Lord, here are your sons and here are your daughters. Their hands are extended towards you. I pray that you will pour your Holy Spirit upon them. I pray that the enemy would be defeated and God would be glorified. I pray that there would be a new wind of the Holy Spirit, a new wind, a new energy of the Holy Spirit just to flow in their soul, to revive them and encourage them, to release in them a greater dimension of the kingdom of God, the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives, flowing in, through, and around them, Lord, naturally living the supernatural life. I bless them. May our prayer team be blessed. While they're here, may the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon them right now. May they minister in the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the communion, the bread of the Lord, the cup of the Lord. We receive them today with joy. I bless you in the strong, mighty, and majestic name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, you are all very blessed. And everybody says, amen. Let's give the Lord just a praise. Good to be together, guys. Love you so much. Come forward for prayer and for communion, and just receive from the Lord. Worship the Lord with us as well.